the rest of the story. The odd-looking contraption was almost 2 centuries old, the shopkeeper told the browsing tourist. And he, German-born Gerhard Finkenbeiner, nodded thoughtfully. But what was it, he asked, what was it supposed to do? Well, the shopkeeper smiled. It was a musical instrument, he said, quite popular in the late 18th century. It was called an armonica, spelled with an A, armonica. Gerhard squinted in the dusty dim light of the Paris antique shop, staring, trying to imagine how the mechanism functioned. And yes, he could see it now. The floor pedal connecting rod rotated the horizontal shaft, to which were affixed a series of glass wheels, and a musician, merely by touching those rotating wheels, could produce a sound like that of a wet finger on the rim of a wine glass. It was like the voices of angels, the shopkeeper said. A chorus of delicate vibrating glass, and yet, within decades of its invention, it became known as an instrument of death. And to a spellbound Gerhard Finkenbeiner, the shopkeeper related the rest of the story. For hundreds of years in various cultures, people had been making music by creating friction on glass vessels with moist fingers. But the first complete musical instrument based on that principle was invented in England in 1761 by a visiting American colonist named Benjamin Franklin. So the armonica, as Franklin called it, was all the rage in England and Europe and America, especially for some reason in German-speaking countries. Famous composers composed for it, virtuosos appeared, and then ever so insidiously, the rumors started. Could it have been because a promising young composer named Mozart, only 7 months after writing a glorious armonica quintet, mysteriously died? Or perhaps because virtuosos of the instrument were beginning to behave eccentrically, even erratically? In any case, the suspicions and the superstitions were soon rewarded with solid evidence of real trouble. One by one, the great harmonicists began dropping dead. One young German performer right in the middle of an harmonica concert. Now, there was talk of unknown plagues and vengeful ghosts and all manner of ills and insanities connected with the haunting tones once called angel voices. Eventually, fearful authorities in Germany first and finally around the world banned the music of the harmonica. And the instruments themselves, denizens of museums and an occasional antique shop. But Gerhard Finkenbeiner, indignant that hysterical prejudice had extinguished such beauty, made it his mission to exonerate the harmonica, and that he did, and so much more. At first, folks called his obsession with a long-forgotten instrument Finkenbeiner's folly. But gradually, all by himself in the waning 20th century, he revived worldwide interest in them by manufacturing and marketing them for a new generation of performers and composers. Today's scientists say they have solved the mystery of the deaths and the dementias once associated with the harmonica. For 18th century glass, glass in the 18th century was loaded with lead. Lead which absorbed through the fingers slowly poisoned the harmonicists. No plague, no spooks, no jinx. And one thing more. In 1999, Gerhard Finkenbeiner, amateur pilot, got in his plane, and he took off, and neither he nor it have been seen since. Now you know the rest of the story.